you're saying that you're the difference methodology. You're doing the pluses and the zeros. Okay, you're not supposed to miss that. You're supposed to pick that up in the process of doing what you're supposed to do in the methodology.
Let me give you another example, a little more broader example, okay? If you know, if you have a belief that you can't make money in the track, the last 3 hours are going to be blind spots for you. Okay? You will not see the brilliance in optimal money management, just as a real grand scale. Your belief stops you. Let me go a step further. If you know that the world is flat, you will not be able to shift it around the world because you wouldn't feel crazy. And your subconscious mind goals are keeping you sane. So all I'm saying is, in a general way, is that there is the reality that we build in our minds, and then there's the real reality that's out there. And the two do not match. And if you act like your reality is it, you can be missing things, leaving things out. Okay? I'll go over them all later if you want. I'm going to hang around. Okay, real quickly, we've been chat back for wanting rules. Why do you think we want rules? Anyone have an idea?
Structure,
exactly. Because what is learning in this society? You go to school and they teach you a bunch of stuff and you sit back up on the test and they call that learning. And it's memorization. Any idiot can memorize. In fact, if you saw a movie, what was the name of that movie with
Rayman?
Rayman. It was about 10 things to call those idiots at home. Tremendous memories. Can tell you, 1914 was a Wednesday, on this date and what the weather was like. Tremendous memories. Memory in our society is oftentimes associated with brilliance and intelligence, and it's just not. So when we try to learn something new, we want to memorize it. So to make it easy to memorize, we want to make rules out of it. If you ever saw the paper chase, King still stands up there and says, you come in here with a brain full of mush. I'm going to send you out thinking like attorney. Is it attorney or lawyer? I know one of them is out of order.
So they might go there.
Okay. Well, he says, you're going to learn the rules of law in these books. You know a lot of rules of law. But I'm going to teach you to think like an attorney. So, to switch it over to this side, God says, you learn the rules of handicapping, and I will teach you to think like a handicapper. So there are some basic fundamentals of handicapping, and then you have to learn to think like a handicapper. Two different things. So don't look too bad about the fact that you try and make rules. Just realize that when you find yourself making rules, I think we all do it. Like Michael said, work over process, I do this, and I do this, and I do this, and then I go back to these top two. So, just realize that any way you can memorize, it takes a wise man to really think. I'd like to do something fun. Before I do, let me just ask you one thing. Without looking at your wristwatch, what time was it when you looked at your wristwatch on?
7:00.
1:00. Anybody else?
17
minutes before 10. I would be willing to bet that most of you didn't see the time. Anyone didn't see the time? Raise your hand. Why was that? You looked right at it. You looked right at it. It was right there, but you didn't see it. I don't know. Well, because, yes, when you lock on to the detail, okay, you miss the time. When you lock on to the time, you miss the detail. So you're typically locked on to the time. You look at your watch one other time. You don't pay attention to the detail. So when you lock on to one thing, you lock out something else. So back to handicapping. When you lock on to this is the best horse, you may lock out the possibility that it is not. That's all. So, using questions, say, this is the best horse? Is it really? Let me stand back and make sure that my reality, that my estimate is correct. So realize it. Because what would make you look stupid to your inside your mind? He says, that wasn't the best horse. So, as you scan a little further and you would normally see a better horse in the race, your subconscious is not going to let you see that. Because you look foolish. Because you're already declared that this was the best horse. Make sense? Yeah. Let's walk over one over smoke. Let's go east, east, west. One of the strengths in the west here, I mean west in the western world compared to the eastern world.
Not California,
thank you. Is that we tend to have a very high expectation of ourselves. Anyone can grow up to be president, you can do anything you want. Well, oftentimes in life, your strength turns out to be your weakness. Let me explain what I mean by that. Because of this self-reliance that we're taught and trained to rely on someone else is weakness. Okay? To give up the decision-making process to someone else is weakness. Determinism is built around that. That you can determine your own future, and you should. In the West, when we want to learn something, we go to a teacher. was read a lot of books, and they just, you know, kind of parroted back. A student in the West is someone who's talked to about your teacher, and they'll pick out the part that you like, and regurgitate the correct answer, the answer, anticipate what the teacher wants to hear, and spit that back up on the test. And if you do that, you do very well. The reason I know this is I was a student for a long time. I did very, very well. And all I did was basically spit out the stuff that I knew that they wanted to hear. Not much thinking involved. In the East, they have these things called gurus. The only reason I bring this up is because the name guru has become associated with that. And I'd like to explain what a guru really is. In the East, a person will get to a stage in life, and maybe they're very successful at what they do, maybe they're a doctor, attorney, whatever, but their relationships aren't working out. They may succeed in the financial world, but the family life is the pits, or they're just full of stress and tension. Life isn't working. You know, what's the meaning of life? You know, after you make it there, you've seen all the time movie stars, they get to the top, and there's something wrong. They do terrible, you know, strange things, all the seeking. Well, what you do is you go to a guru and you say, master, and we don't like the word master in this language either, because it kind of sort of some bad ideas, but yeah, that's a little bit of the slavery thing. But a master is just someone that you say, listen, master, I've tried this for 30, 40, 50 years, I'm not cutting it. I am where I am in life, just as you are where you are in life, because of the decisions that you have made. You make thousands of decisions every day, and then you take action on them. And you go, it's not working out. You are wise, you are enlightened, you are in touch with the universal consciousness. Without getting into religion, it's just, you know, there's a certain amount of knowledge that's out there and they are in touch with it. So what I like to do is be your disciple. And as your disciple, I promise to give up the decision-making process. I will not doubt what you say because I realize now that I live in darkness and you live in the light. And what's the true meaning of the
remover of darkness?
Remover of darkness. A disciple is not allowed to doubt or to question. As Michael can tell you firsthand, he's actually been a disciple under gurus. When they said, you know, you don't ask how, you just
get your job.
Okay? And the rest of that looks upon as being weak. Okay? Write this down, though. This is something that we can identify with in the West. You're here for a need. Maybe it's just social, so I'm not talking to you. But whatever you got, like I said, winner or loser, if you came here with X percent proficiency and you want to get better, then you have a need. We're going to call that need a problem. So this quote applies to that problem. The logic and thinking that got you into this problem. The logic and thinking that got you into this problem are certainly insufficient to give you up. The logic and thinking that got you into this problem or situation are certainly not sufficient to get you out. Otherwise, you would be out. So I'm going down the wrong hole because it's the right one, even though it doesn't have the cheese. People would rather lose with their stuff, God said earlier, than to win with this. Why is that? Preservation of the ego. Preservation of self. In the East, it's the ego that's something that you want to get rid of. They say rise above the self. Become part of the whole. Solution to that problem. If the logic and thinking that got you into this problem isn't good enough to get you out, what should you do?
Go to a guru.
Go to a guru. Right. What does that mean you have to give up?
Your ego control.
Your ego control? Decision making? I'm not saying decision making in your life. And by the way, someone I'm sure out there is thinking, oh yeah, what about Jonestown? Those people gave up decision making process and what about them? Well, they're a bad group. Yeah. Watch out for the IMC. They're a bad guru. Well, what about if you give up decision making, you give up that absolute power? And everyone knows absolute power corrupts absolutely. Wrong. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, only be corruptible. Find yourself an incorruptible guru. Which we have. A transformation happened to me in Las Vegas, spending time with Doc, actually, Doc and several bottles of mine. I was able to see my problems in the methodology that I was a student. I was here to learn, which was memorized. I'm very good at memorizing. I was a high school valedictorian, straight A's all the way through college. I could memorize stuff. I took a memory course, taught a memory course for 3 years. There's some techniques you can learn to memorize a phone book if you want. It wasn't making me a winner. And I realized what I needed to do was give up the decision-making process. In other words, when Doc says, And he wouldn't say, I'm going to jump off a cliff, you know, so I have that trust up front. So Knox says, do ATV in the class, and I go, well, I'll just class, I'm going to do ATV. When Knox says, that's 60-40, I'm going to say, well, I'm going to run until 100 an hour. So I'm going to run 60-40. Knox says, bet two horses. I'm going to say, well, I like to bet one horse only. Now, if you're already sufficiently winning and completely happy and serene in your position, then you don't need room. But if you have a problem, and that is the need to get better, then my advice is to give it up. No analysis, no thought of the directions, just do them in ways that they work. Well, yeah, that sounds a little religious, that sounds like faith. Well, let's put faith into something that you can maybe identify with. You have a lot of beliefs in your life. All faith is really is belief without evidence. Belief without evidence. And you have a lot of belief without evidence now. You know that the earth is round, but I doubt that anything you've ever done to prove it to yourself. You believe that there was a thing called what was an evil or one. Well, I wasn't there, so I'm not sure. In fact, most of everything that you believe, you never really have, you don't really have the evidence other than someone else's word. So I would encourage you to declare that the methodology works, declare that you are a winner, and declare that you'll follow up. And just give it a year. So for the next year, I'm not going to question anything that Doc says, well, it's a handicap, and go do it. And know that it works. And that's the most important part, by the way, is know that it works. For example, when you go out and start your car, you know it's supposed to start. You have an expectation. It starts when I turn the key. If it didn't start, what would you do? Would you blame for it? Lousy car. I mean, would you want to say, thank you, the car didn't start? No, you know it's supposed to start. There must be a problem where? Inside, right? Inside. So, you know, a mechanic, let's fix it. Or in this case, go back to the guru. When you lose the race, you go, methodology doesn't work. Something must be wrong with God. It's, no, the methodology works. I know it works. I've seen it work. I've seen so many people use it. All must be inside. And then you go to the room. It fits. Good time. What do you have to lose? Ask yourself, what is the pay value for continuing the way I've been going? Now, if I continue the way I've been going, where am I going to end up? If that's where you want to be, then keep it up. And if it's not, then change. Thank you very much.
I'm gradually being phased out. Dan, thank you very much. That was very inspiring. That leaves me not having to do the inspirational message and get you out of here 10 minutes sooner.
Explain why we're not cold again.
The other thing I can add to that is that the rewards of this, whatever they want to call it, guruship, are not just in seeing people go from losers to winners, and I see more people in this room who don't need to change, who don't need to go to the guru, who should keep on doing exactly what they're doing in the perfect harmony that you've developed. But the most important thing I've had is people who walk up to me and have said that being in this PERCO organization is not about handicapping. It's about life. One man says, yeah, I want to reach 63%. I did, but that was not truly my goal. My true goal was to feel freedom inside. When you know that you have done something which man has tried to do for centuries, that is to be able to predict a small element of the future, just to be able to predict in a given cycle of races 11 to 13 or 14 or whatever your proficiency goal is, you have achieved what man has always sought. The ability to look into the future and to let that future make you free. We were all told when we were kids we could grow up and it was a free world and everything was good, that the noble would always achieve the top and the evil would be put asunder and the good would always be prevail. But we found out about the age of 7 that wasn't true. But thoroughbred racing gives us the opportunity to know that if we made the correct decision, we will be rewarded no matter what we look like, what our color is, what our background is, or what our financial status is. This is more about freedom than it is about winning at the races. Winning has a negative connotation. It's the Vince Lombardi aspect of winning. Winning is everything. Winning is not everything. Freedom is everything. Freedom to be able to say, I do not need the rules of society and the rules of commerce and economics to survive. But I can do it on my own. That's what we're really all here seeking. I've seen those who come to seminars who only wanted us to pick some horses. And I have seen them greedily walk from the room. That's all they came for. We have had seminars where I bought tickets and saved them so that those who did not win on that day, I handed up the tickets, said, who needs a ticket? And they come greedily forth and grab the tickets. Do you think that impressed those people a bit? No, it didn't. Who did it impress? It impressed the winners. Because they know if they see one person do it, that they can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. If the man sitting next to you or the woman sitting next to you can do it, you can do it. The main ingredient of a seminar or a gathering of our clan, if you call it, is that you will see others doing it successfully, and from their feedback, from their energy, you'll draw energy. If one person can be a winner, all persons can be a winner. IQ has nothing to do with this. Willpower and determination has everything to do with it. You have rewarded us far more than we reward you. We should actually pay you. Unfortunately, Jay and my daughter could not. We learned so much from you. And you send me into my old age feeling that I've accomplished something. I bucked the entire psychiatric profession by saying that those who gambled were not wastrels. They were people who had a dream. A dream of achieving something that so very few can achieve. And 80% of you have achieved it as of this moment. And I'll guarantee you, the other 20% will. Thank you very much for coming. We'll see you at the back.
Any listener who's not now a client should contact the Inland Empire Institute at 1390 East 6th Street, number 5, Beaumont, California, 92223. Thank you.